Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 13. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. What language is Helen going to start learning next year?
What languages do you study at school, Helen?
At the moment, I'm only doing French.
What do you mean, at the moment?
Well, next year we can do another foreign language. We can do Arabic or Chinese.
Well, that's interesting. Which one are you going to choose?
Chinese. I think it's more useful than Arabic.
Cool.
Now, listen again.
What languages do you study at school, Helen?
At the moment, I'm only doing French.
What do you mean, at the moment?
Well, next year we can do another foreign language. We can do Arabic or Chinese.
Well, that's interesting. Which one are you going to choose?
Chinese. I think it's more useful than Arabic.
Cool.
When does the music concert start?
When do we need to get to the concert hall?
I think 8:15 is okay.
Doesn't the concert start at 8?
Actually, it starts at 7:45. But I don't want to see the first band. They're not very good.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
When do we need to get to the concert hall?
I think 8:15 is okay.
Doesn't the concert start at 8?
Actually, it starts at 7:45. But I don't want to see the first band. They're not very good.
Okay.
Where did Oliver meet his friends yesterday?
What did you do yesterday, Oliver?
I went to the beach.
Oh, how did you get there? Did you go on the train?
No, I went by bus. I met my friends at the bus stop.
Now, listen again.
What did you do yesterday, Oliver?
I went to the beach.
Oh, how did you get there? Did you go on the train?
No, I went by bus. I met my friends at the bus stop.
Why is Katie feeling sad?
What's wrong, Katie? Why are you sad?
I've lost my favourite toy.
The brown bear?
No, that's not my favourite anymore.
The yellow dog, then?
No, the little cat.
The pink one? It's in the living room.
Oh, thank you.
Now, listen again.
What's wrong, Katie? Why are you sad?
I've lost my favourite toy.
The brown bear?
No, that's not my favourite anymore.
The yellow dog, then?
No, the little cat.
The pink one? It's in the living room.
Oh, thank you.
What is Peter going to play this afternoon?
Do you want to come to the sports centre this afternoon?
Yes, sure. What can we do there?
You choose. They've got tennis, table tennis, basketball.
We can't play basketball. There's only two of us.
That's true. So, tennis or table tennis?
Let's play table tennis. I'm good at that.
Now, listen again.
Do you want to come to the sports centre this afternoon?
Yes, sure. What can we do there?
You choose. They've got tennis, table tennis, basketball.
We can't play basketball. There's only two of us.
That's true. So, tennis or table tennis?
Let's play table tennis. I'm good at that.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about the school running competition.
Hello. Can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some important information about the running competition, which we have every year. It will be on Friday the 12th of November this year. We're going to use the forest course because the river course is too wet. We are filming the race, so you will have a number on the front and back of your T-shirt. Get your numbers from Mr. Brown. We start the competition at 2 o'clock. So we will have an early lunch and get changed at 1:30. Now, you all start the competition together, but there are 5 age groups. So you might come 3rd or 4th in the race, but you might be 1st in your age group. So do your best, even if you are not at the very front of the race. Finally, there are prizes for 1st, 2nd and 3rd in each age group. But everyone gets a certificate. Yes, everyone. It's a It's a piece of paper with "I ran the forest race." You can show it to your parents. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Now, listen again.
Hello. Can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some important information about the running competition, which we have every year. It will be on Friday the 12th of November this year. We're going to use the forest course because the river course is too wet. We are filming the race, so you will have a number on the front and back of your T-shirt. Get your numbers from Mr. Brown. We start the competition at 2 o'clock, so we will have an early lunch and get changed at 1:30. Now, you all start the competition together, but there are 5 age groups, so you might come 3rd or 4th in the race, but you might be 1st in your age group. So do your best, even if you are not at the very front of the race. Finally, there are prizes for 1st, 2nd and 3rd in each age group. But everyone gets a certificate. Yes, everyone. It's a It's a piece of paper with "I ran the forest race." You can show it to your parents. Okay. Thank you for listening.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Pat talking to her friend Tom about her new house.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm fine.
So did you move house at the weekend?
Yes, we did. Well, Friday, actually. My parents bought the house last month and we wanted to move last week, but we actually moved in on Friday afternoon.
Cool. Is it better than your last house?
Oh, yes. It's not as big, but it's much better. It hasn't got a garden, but it's much more modern. I really like it.
Why is it better?
Well, it isn't on a main road, so it's quieter, and it's nearer the park.
Is it nearer the school?
No, it's much further away. I have to catch a bus now. I can't walk here.
Where is the new place exactly?
Do you know North Road?
Oh, I'm not sure. Is it near Wood Road?
Yes. You go north on Wood Road and turn right. We're actually in North Avenue, which is a turning off Wood Road.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yes. You must come to our party on Saturday. It's called a housewarming. We want to show the house to all our friends.
What time is the party? I'm playing football in the morning.
It's all day. It's not really a party. You can come any time and we'll show you around the house.
OK. I'm free Saturday afternoon.
Great.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm fine.
So did you move house at the weekend?
Yes, we did. Well, Friday, actually. My parents bought the house last month and we wanted to move last week, but we actually moved in on Friday afternoon.
Cool. Is it better than your last house?
Oh, yes. It's not as big, but it's much better. It hasn't got a garden, but it's much more modern. I really like it.
Why is it better?
Well, it isn't on a main road, so it's quieter, and it's nearer the park.
Is it nearer the school?
No, it's much further away. I have to catch a bus now. I can't walk here.
Where is the new place exactly?
Do you know North Road?
Oh, I'm not sure. Is it near Wood Road?
Yes. You go north on Wood Road and turn right. We're actually in North Avenue, which is a turning off Wood Road.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yes. You must come to our party on Saturday. It's called a housewarming. We want to show the house to all our friends.
What time is the party? I'm playing football in the morning.
It's all day. It's not really a party. You can come any time and we'll show you around the house.
OK. I'm free Saturday afternoon.
Great.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What must the students do at the weekend?
Right, so your geography homework for this evening. Can you finish the exercises on page 15? I'll take that in tomorrow morning. I'd also like you to start thinking about the project for the weekend. It's a local studies project. This time, I want you to choose a place in the town which has changed in the last 50 years. You must choose a building or an area like a group of houses which was a field 50 years ago. Don't choose something like the river, which was the same 50 years ago. And on Monday, you can tell us about the changes. Is that clear?
Now, listen again.
Right, so your geography homework for this evening. Can you finish the exercises on page 15? I'll take that in tomorrow morning. I'd also like you to start thinking about the project for the weekend. It's a local studies project. This time, I want you to choose a place in the town which has changed in the last 50 years. You must choose a building or an area like a group of houses which was a field 50 years ago. Don't choose something like the river, which was the same 50 years ago. And on Monday, you can tell us about the changes. Is that clear?
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Jane. What will the weather be like on Saturday?
Do you want to go shopping on Saturday, Jean?
Can't we go to the beach?
The beach? You usually want to go shopping on Saturday.
I know, but I think it will be very hot on Saturday. I prefer shopping when it's cold or raining.
Now, listen again.
Do you want to go shopping on Saturday, Jean?
Can't we go to the beach?
The beach? You usually want to go shopping on Saturday.
I know, but I think it will be very hot on Saturday. I prefer shopping when it's cold or raining.
You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Claire. Why didn't Claire do her English homework last night?
Can I have a word, Claire?
Yes, sir.
You haven't given me your homework, have you?
No, sir. I couldn't do it.
Oh. Did you have lots of other homework?
Yes, I did. I had maths and science as well as English, but that wasn't the reason.
So tell me the reason.
I didn't understand it, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll explain it again and you can do it this evening.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Can I have a word, Claire?
Yes, sir.
You haven't given me your homework, have you?
No, sir. I couldn't do it.
Oh. Did you have lots of other homework?
Yes, I did. I had maths and science as well as English, but that wasn't the reason.
So tell me the reason.
I didn't understand it, sir.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'll explain it again and you can do it this evening.
Thank you.
You will hear a boy, Matt, talking to his mother. What has he just done?
What's the matter, Matt?
I'm sorry, Mum.
Why? What's happened?
I've had an accident.
What do you mean? Were you on your bike?
No, I was playing in the park and I fell over.
Oh dear, did you hurt yourself?
No, but my trousers are really dirty.
Okay, never mind. Put on some clean trousers and I'll wash those.
Now, listen again.
What's the matter, Matt?
I'm sorry, Mum.
Why? What's happened?
I've had an accident.
What do you mean? Were you on your bike?
No, I was playing in the park and I fell over.
Oh, dear. Did you hurt yourself?
No, but my trousers are really dirty.
OK, never mind. Put on some clean trousers and I'll wash those.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Anna. What does he want her to do?
Are you free for a moment, Anna?
Not really. I'm texting.
I only need you for a minute. Tell your friend you'll be back online soon.
OK. What do you want me to do?
Have you brought down all your dirty clothes?
Yes, I did it this morning.
Where did you put them?
In the washing machine.
Oh, so did you turn the machine on?
No. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay, can you do it now?
Yes, Dad.
Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Are you free for a moment, Anna?
Not really. I'm texting.
I only need you for a minute. Tell your friend you'll be back online soon.
OK. What do you want me to do?
Have you brought down all your dirty clothes?
Yes, I did it this morning.
Where did you put them?
In the washing machine.
Oh, so did you turn the machine on?
No. Sorry. I forgot.
Okay. Can you do it now?
Yes, Dad.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Sally talking with her mother about a special party. Each guest must dress up as an animal. What will each guest go as?
Mum, my friend Sally is having a special party next week. What do you mean special? Why is it special? Because all the guests have to dress up as an animal. That's fun. Yes, but everyone has chosen an animal. There are none left. Really? Yes. Kimmy's going to go as a hippo. Okay. She's got a hippo mask for her face and a big grey coat. What's your friend Daisy going as? A tiger? Her mother is going to paint a tiger face on her. That's quite easy, isn't it? Yes. There's a boy called Jack. He's always doing silly things, so he's going as a monkey. Oh, dear. You like monkeys, don't you? Yes. I wanted to be a monkey. Jack's brother, Paul, is going as an elephant. He's got an elephant face mask. Is your cousin Lucy going? Yes. Lucy's going to be a snake. I don't know what she's going to wear. So what's left? Well, nobody is going as a bear or a giraffe. What about a lion? You could go as a lion. I can paint your face like a lion. That's fantastic. Thanks, Mum.
Now, listen again.
Mum, my friend Sally is having a special party next week. What do you mean special? Why is it special? Because all the guests have to dress up as an animal. That's fun? Yes, but everyone has chosen an animal. There are none left. Really? Yes. Kimmy's going to go as a hippo. OK. She's got a hippo mask for her face and a big grey coat. What's your friend Daisy going as? A tiger? Her mother is going to paint a tiger face on her. Hmm, that's quite easy, isn't it? Yes, there's a boy called Jack. He's always doing silly things, so he's going as a monkey. Oh, dear. You like monkeys, don't you? Yes, I wanted to be a monkey. Jack's brother, Paul, is going as an elephant. He's got an elephant face mask. Is your cousin Lucy going? Yes, Lucy's going to be a snake. I don't know what she's going to wear. So what's left? Well, nobody is going as a bear or a giraffe. What about a lion? You could go as a lion. I can paint your face like a lion. Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.